This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We've got some water news, more than one water story to talk about this morning. First of all, we've got an update on the Nestle Arrowhead Mountain spring water bottling issue, and you've got a story about the Cadiz water issue up in the high desert, and I will let you explain each of those as you wish.
Well, Cadiz is the company that wants to pump water out of a desert aquifer way out in the Mojave Desert and sell it to water districts down in South Orange County and other areas of around Southern California. It's a very controversial proposal. It's been on the books for many, many years. Cadiz has, the company, has commissioned a new study that they say shows that the aquifer that they're going to be pumping from is not going to affect an adjacent aquifer in Bonanza Springs area. However, it's being met with some skepticism. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who has been a longtime opponent of this project, said that Cadiz can keep peddling these ridiculous claims, but independent scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey and National Park Service have consistently disputed these findings. The other issue, of course, is that controversial bottling of water from the San Bernardino Mountains, taking millions of gallons a year.
And that's the Nestle company.
During the drought, correct, for Arrowhead Mountain spring water. Now, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the State Water Resources Agency has questioned whether Nestle has the permits to take as much water as they've been taking. They've given Nestle some time to respond to those allegations, but they've also given the public time. The end of the comment period was supposed to be Thursday, yesterday, and it's been extended to February 9th. So if anybody wants to take a look at those reports, they are online at the State Water Resources Board website, waterboards.ca.gov, and just type in Nestle in the search area and you should be able to find it.
Okay. Next, we are in the second decade of the colonies case, and there's yet more news, Cassie. You say one colonies defendant has filed a claim for wrongful prosecution, and a judge has dismissed charges against another. A very quick background on this, in case there's anybody out there who says, well, what's the colonies case?
Well, this was that controversial $102 million settlement that San Bernardino County, on a 3-2 vote, the Board of Supervisors voted to give to Colonies Partners, developing a housing and retail complex in Upland. The company said that the county took their land for a flood control basin, and there was back and forth through the courts over a number of years, and finally the county settled for that large $102 million. It became a criminal case when the district attorney's office said that the settlement was due to bribery, basically, that $400,000 that Colonies Partners and its co-owner, Jeff Burham, had given to four political action committees were actually disguising bribery. There was that long criminal case, and as we talked about, three of the defendants were acquitted, and the fourth, all of the charges against him were dismissed after his jury, a separate jury, deadlocked. It will surprise no one to know that Jeff Burham now has filed a claim against the county for malicious prosecution and civil rights violations.
Jeff Burham, who is the head of the Colonies Partners?
Correct. Yes. Colonies Partners, as we talked about before, had already filed a claim, and a couple of the other defendants have. And so now Burham has, and his attorney says that, you know, his life was turned into a living hell, his words, and that he lost a lot of money, including development deals and salary, because of this long, drawn-out criminal trial. Now, another defendant, and this one was a separate case, his name is Dino DeFazio, and he ran a couple of these political action committees up in the high desert. He was charged with six counts of perjury related to his grand jury testimony in 2009 in the Colonies corruption case. And now all six of those charges against him have been dropped.
Okay. Undoubtedly, there will be more with the Colonies case as we continue on in the second decade of this story. Finally, some interesting political news, Cassie. Campaigns are shaping up for 2018 around the IE as candidates come forward to challenge incumbents who these days may seem vulnerable.
Well, that's correct. Congressman Raul Ruiz, a Democrat from the Coachella Valley, has attracted five Republican challengers, including one who is a TV soap opera actress who's raised quite a bit of money, and that's attracting the attention of the National Party. Congressman Ken Calvert, a Republican of Riverside, has two Democratic challengers and one independent challenger. It looks like now that San Bernardino County Supervisor Kurt Hagman is being challenged for the second time by former Congresswoman Gloria Negrete McCloud, a Democrat. She did not seek re-election after her first term in Congress. She ran against Hagman before and didn't make it. And he says he feels confident he's going to run a hard campaign. And in addition, another county supervisor in San Bernardino County, James Ramos, is considering a run against Assemblyman Mark Steinnorth, a Republican who narrowly won re-election in 2016 and is considered vulnerable.
And the political year is not over yet, and I'll bet we have some more politics to talk about as the weeks continue.
Lots more.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.